You shall be holy as I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. On this Reformation and Confirmation Sunday, I don't think you could ask for a better summary of the heart of what it means to live the baptized life, what it means to be a follower of Jesus. It's someone who loves the Lord, their God, with all their heart, who does justice to their neighbor, who treats others with kindness and mercy and compassion and respect. All of that is embodied in the readings that we just heard this morning. How perfect that we also have young people coming forward to affirm their baptism and say, yes, this is the way in which I also wish to live. I affirm today that I will love the Lord my God with all my heart and soul and mind, and I will love my neighbor as myself. It's a perfect summary of the way of Christian living. But it is an incomplete message. It's only half of the message that God wishes to give to God's people today and every day. The other half is what Luther would have called the gospel. We just heard the law. You shall, you ought, you must. And however worthy and important it is to follow in that way, for Luther, as we remember on Reformation Sunday, he would have called that the law. It oppresses. You have to do this, this way. And we all know how we resist. Anytime somebody tells us, well, you have to do this, even if you actually wanted to do it, the moment somebody tells you, you have to put away the video games, or whatever it might be, suddenly, no, thank you. So that's the only half. The other half, perhaps, that we should hear today is that God